Cotter, 98 Rock, 105.5 The Bridge, joined by Jeff and Brandon. Thumbs up, guys. Injury lawyers. What's going on?
Oh, man. Summer's coming to a close. I can't believe it.
It's too quick.
It flew by. It was way too fast.
School, obviously, back to you're starting to see signs pop up. I think people need to remember, it's like, look, it was a free-for-all for a few months, but now, once again, got to start paying attention.
I mean, you always need to be paying attention, but the buses are back.
Sure.
Kids are on the roads, crossing streets. You don't want, you know, you being late or rushing one morning to end in like a catastrophe.
Right.
So, you know, you see a bus stopped. We always say, technically, you don't have to stop on a four-lane road.
Right.
If you are going against the traffic that the bus is coming from the opposite way and you're in the far right lane, but still drive slow. You know,
right.
the bus has the stop sign out. You want to make sure there's no kids not paying attention, crossing the street, running in front of you, especially early. And then as it gets later in the year, it starts to get light later in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's dark. You just want to be super careful. That's the biggest tip we can give folks is, you know, you don't want to be on the right side of the law, but the wrong side of a catastrophe.
Are cops pretty active, especially in the beginning of the year when it comes to school zones and people, you know, making sure they're doing the speed limit?
Absolutely, yeah. Just on my way here this morning, you know, I saw a couple extra cops out. So, you know, we appreciate them, you know, doing their job to keep the roads safer. But no one wants to get a ticket. So like Jeff said, let's just drive a little slower. You know, again, traffic gets a little bit heavier, so we always need to leave a little bit earlier so that we're not putting ourselves in a position
right.
where maybe we
right.
need to push that 5, 10, 15 miles an hour of the speed limit because we're running late. So, yeah, you know, Jeff nailed it. That stop sign's out in the bus, you know, please, please make sure you're adhering to the laws and stopping
right.
those kiddos.
Now, speaking of school, Saturday, you guys got an event, Back to School Bash, 12 to 3. Let's talk about that. What's going on?
Yes, our second year sponsoring the Every One Voice Matters Back to School Bash. We're giving away over 1,000 book bags, school supplies for kids that are in need, right? We want to make sure that all the kids that are going back to school this year, that they can show up with a plan for success. And part of that means being able to have the right supplies and book bag. But more importantly, it introduces them to Sharika Meyer's program at Everyone Voice Matters, where they have school assessments. They can get them in with the right counseling if they need that sort of stuff. So we're giving away the book bags and haircuts and shoes and all these sort of things. But really, we're hoping to get more kids into these programs that can help them succeed later in life.
Now, is this something that they have to register for? Is it open to the public?
Yeah, you need to register if you want shoes.
Okay.
But anybody else can just show up. Usually, last year, the line was already pretty long at around 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Doors open at noon to 3. So, again, you know, get there early. You know, keep an eye on the weather. It was hot, but
yeah.
You know, we should have some towels and other stuff like that to give away. bring your water and get ready to have a good time, because you know we've got the DJs out there. We've got a whole host of people just having a good time.
Yeah, Brandon nailed it though. You want to come early. It
sure.
starts at 12, but like he said, 11 o'clock the line was already really backing up. You know, parking's limited. It's out there at the CCSD District 4 football stadium, 3659 West Montague Avenue in North Charleston. Starts at 12. Goes till 3, but in addition to all the stuff that's being given away, it's also just a fun party. I mean, they have a game truck, they have train rides, food trucks, a skating rink, you know, ice cream stations, all kinds of great stuff for, you know, both parents and kids.
Right.
So come on out. It's a blast.
All right. Talking to Jeff and Brandon, thumbs up, guys, injury lawyers. Now, we spent a lot of our time talking about traffic and tickets and speeding. You guys do a lot of other things as well. InPain.com is the website if you want to learn more. But what are some of the other things you guys do help people with here in the Lowcountry?
Yeah, the number one thing that we'd see, you know, is those car wrecks, right? People driving distracted, driving too fast, causing a wreck. You know, and dealing with insurance companies, that's
yeah.
really the biggest pain, right? Is so many times people are saying, oh, I think I can handle it myself. And then they call us a couple weeks later and we're going, man, I wish you would have called us a lot earlier. This would be a lot easier. So a lot of the times I think people think it'll be easier to handle on their own and it'll be quicker. In reality, it actually ends up most of the time taking a lot longer.
Right.
Now, again, if you just got a little fender bender, you're not hurt, you know, the cops came out and everybody's fine, great. But, you know, in those cases where somebody's been injured, you know, we want to make sure that we're taking all the right steps to ensure that you're getting, one, the medical care you need, the legal advice you need, and that we're resolving this for you in a, you know, efficient, timely manner, and that you're not coming out left holding the bag at the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah, best thing to remember, if you've been hurt in some way, give us a call. I mean, even if it's not something we necessarily handle, that call is always free. We're happy to talk to you. We're happy to provide some advice, happy to refer you to someone else if it's not, you know, in our lane, if it's
sure.
not something we work on exclusively. But you know, some of our go look at some of our Google reviews. Some of our Google reviews come from that initial call where we just help people, give them some advice, and we don't end up actually working with them, but we give them what they need to go be successful on their own. If it's not something we need to help with, or if it's not something we, you know, work exclusively in, you know, we get you in touch with another attorney if that's more in their lane, or if you don't need help, we'll tell you. But that call is always free.
Right. So what's the number? Let's hit that up.
You can give us a call, 843-885-8000. Like Jeff said, if you're hurt, you know, we help. Mainly it's work injuries, car wrecks, truck injuries, dog bites, slip and falls. If you can't remember any of that, Jeff nailed it. If you're in pain, you've been hurt, give us a call. Visit inpain.com.
All right, Jeff and Brandon from Thumbs Up Guys. One more time, the event on Saturday, 12 to 3, the back-to-school bash. Where's that again?
Yeah, it's at the CCSD District 4 Football Stadium, 3659 West Montague Avenue.